No, I got to see, well, I'm going to limit.
How much?
No, thank you.
Mr. Clark?
I got to see, thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so super simple. Blue means the report. Press the big button. Good, so the,
Peyton, you want to lead us in a word of prayer?
I'll be happy to. Lord, thank you for this food, thank you for this gathering of fine people to help guide this school. Pray that you would lead us and direct us, that we make the right decisions for our students and our faculty. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm here, Bobby Beckett is on. Tom Frame.
I'd be here.
Kevin Holloway. Brian McKinney is not, Jesse Morgan is not. I'll go ahead and fix mine.
Everybody get a chance to go over it.
I have one question, and I can't remember what it was.
Only one?
Well, I did some pre-counseling with our superintendent, and she set me straight on a couple of things.
That's always good.
That's hurt our appraised value a lot, like almost $1 million. And that's just going to trickle down to everybody. So, you know, talking to Mike Kinnear, he's on the appraisal district board. And, you know, by law, they are supposed to, if that money is not encumbered, what they've kind of done is they've gone through their budget and they pigeonholed it and created different budget items and line items. So, like, they actually have two different line items for, like, a building fund and then a restoration fund. It's the same thing, but they've got it worded different, but it's essentially the same thing. And they're hiding the money within their budget to show that it's encumbered, but they're not spending it. And
like they want to buy a bank building.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
$900,000 to renovate it for another $500,000. Right. Would end up costing them $1 million.
Right.
Waste, basically. And they want to hang on to it. They don't want to turn it loose. So they should. They're supposed to keep so many couple hundred thousand.
Contingency for legal issues and lawsuits and stuff, but. You know,
they need to give it back to the school.
$2.5 million. I mean, the county's, you know, just our portion would be, you know, about $900,000 for the patient. So, as much pressure as we can put on them to give that money back.
If not, they're going to spend it somewhere.
Right. They'll figure out a way. They're trying in the legislation.
They cut back on what they charge us.
Well, they're trying to pass a law of legislation today to basically change the wording or add to it that where they won't have to get that money back.
Yeah.
What's to keep them from just changing the wording in their budget so that they can hold on to the money?
Probably nothing.
Nothing. It's going to take enough public outcry.
So this is the first step that everybody kind of acknowledges that, hey, we want our money.
And right. Make it a law, acknowledge the fact that
this isn't legal. Document or anything, it's just, I mean, I guess it's basically just requesting, hey, we know what money you got, you need to give it back, you know, disperse instead of hanging on to it. Now, if they don't, then that'd be the next step, that everybody get together and try to do something legally, I suppose.
Now, when you say everybody get together,
taxing,
all the taxing,
all the school districts in North, the county. I don't think it's the ESD. I'm not sure, right, but I don't think it is.
It's just the schools and the county.
I think so. Not the hospital board, not nothing. I don't think it's. But I would think that would be the next step if they don't. But I think they know that they've been called out on it, and it's out in the open now, and people are paying attention to it a little bit more before nobody even knew about it. So it was just getting done. Or they were just hanging on to it. Nobody was saying much about it.
And how do they feel about this? Did anybody talk about
them?
They don't want to turn loose of it. No, they want to hang on to it.
When I went to that meeting the other day, and Seth went there, and it's almost like it's they act like it's their own money.
Just like the fire district.
Yeah.
They really act like it's, you know, they're pigeonholing it for whatever reason. Yeah. They're not giving a good reason. They just want to keep it. They don't want to give it back.
They want to spend it. They want to find another place. They'd have bought that bank building,
yeah,
if it would have flew. Right. But and they'd have spent every penny they had, you know,
right,
wasting.
It would have cost us much.
And they'll find something else, because I'm sure they're still looking. They're looking for a place to go or get out of there where they're at. And when people see the money sitting there, and they go, oh, we got to spend it, you know. Not our money, let's spend it. I think that's the least we can do, is join in with everybody and at least let them know we know what's going on.
No, I agree. I move we accept the resolution.
Second, Tom, anybody got any other questions?
I'm going to abstain.
Yeah, you probably should. That's probably a good idea. Okay. Who did it? Hayden made it, and you second, or Jesse?
I got Groff.
Okay, and then us two agreed with it, and Kevin is saying that abstain.
You're not going to come see my house right now, are
you? No.
Not this week.
Yeah, not this
week. Thank you.
All right. Johnson Control.
Johnson Control. We love air conditioning.
Yes.
So this has to do with the big chiller, which cools and heats the junior high wing, the cafeteria, and then the CT high school building. We had it on the 11th, I believe. Rod and me come out and look at the chiller for me, see what was going on there. The most pressing thing he said was that the fan in the motor, one of the components, is out, which is $4,700. He said, but you also have issues with a coil leaking, and that coil has to be replaced at some point, and that's $15,000. And, you know, because it just gets better because we love chiller systems. You have a circuit and a B circuit. Right? Am I saying these words right? The A circuit is all up and running. All the compressors, everything is running. So this whole system is being stressed, basically, because it's being run on just the A circuit. Because B is down, because all the compressors are down. And those have to be replaced. And
you say all, how many is that?
Three or four. Let's see, is it saying here? Let me say this. But anyway, so that's $20,000. So I asked him to put it in order for me as most pressing. What do we have to do? What can I wait? And what, you know, just in case. So that's why you're going to see three different proposals. It all has to be done to make the chiller system right. because it's not right. And I think these issues have just been looked over and pushed aside. So, what is it, 43 million?
41,000.
41,000 to do all of it. She has found the money so we can do them all, or we can do two of the three and put the other one, put the big ticket for next billing cycle, or however y'all want to do it. I would just, if we've got the money, I'd just soon go ahead and get it fixed, get it up and running, and let's.
Come by summer next week.
So, there's going to have to be some maintenance on the
children. Question I have is, how much of this is our fault? How much of this is the fact that we do not service those units like they should have been serviced and we monitor them? Or is that a factor in it at all? I mean, we seem to be burning up a lot of compressors. And compressors don't just fail overnight. They burn it out.
Right. I'm not sure. Because of the prior maintenance situation, that I don't know if it was just, let's band-aid this one, and we'll wait, and then we forgot, and we've never gone back and fixed, because I'm going to say there was a lot of, oh, okay, this is what we need to do, but then I forgot totally what was going on, and we moved on to the next thing. Case in point, I had to get the air conditioning fixed in Ms. Thibodeau's room. She has been without an air conditioner since March. I had no idea. And she finally emailed me Monday or Tuesday and said, back in March, I talked to the former maintenance director. He had somebody come out and look at it. The director told her that it needed parts and that he would get it fixed. She said, but I still don't have anything, so I was just kind of wondering if I would have it for next year. She's not even complaining for this year. She's complaining for next year. I called A1 and said, hello, we got a problem. And she said, yes, ma'am, he's already looked at that and sent the former director a quote. I said, well, he is no longer with our school district, so could you send me the quote? And she said, sure. And I had it again about 2 minutes. It took me longer to give her my email address than it did for her to push the button and say, quote. So, went and apologized to the CISO, told her they're ordering it, and by the time she starts school next year, she will have an air conditioner for her room. So, those are the things that Mr. Shoemaker and I are finding out. We may have known, okay, I got to get back to you, but then we never get back. Just
on these, one of the things that we're finding out, is that so we got four big air conditioners in the gym?
Yes.
And we've been running two of them to save the other two. We didn't realize we were doing that. It was a timer issue that you can set them to. So two of them are overloaded and running way more than they're supposed to be, while two are sitting not running. So that's part of the problem. We're now getting that where they're all four running and sharing equal load.
Okay, is any of this... Does any of this monitoring or...
Well, maintenance man's fault. That's why he's not here.
It's not some controls.
They come out...
We have a contract with them,
yes,
don't we?
Yes, and I think they come out quarterly. And just like this is... I told him, I said, when you get finished, I need you to come tell me what all has been going on. And he said, I've shared this with David. He knows about the compressor.
Yeah,
and that's. I'm just waiting on him to tell me what to do. Okay, I had no idea we had all that whole circuit out. Okay. I said, can you get? He's like, sure, I'd be glad to get you one.
So, AC units on the gym, are those actual AC units or part of the chiller system?
No, those are individual AC units.
Yeah, those are big AC. Yeah, that's what I was chiller.
Yes. And for the record, I want it all in the record, that Tuesday night during kindergarten graduation, it was nice and cool and nobody broke a sweat. It only took me 13 years to get there, but by George, we did.
People are saying, it's cold. I'm like,
don't say a word. You sit there and you bring a jacket. Now, what happens tonight and tomorrow night, I have no idea, but I'm just telling you for the record.
Feels good in your right hand.
It does, for the record. So, we got it. So, what would y'all like to do with the chiller?
I guess my question is, do we have to go through Johnson Controls?
That's our contract. I think,
are there any other options? The reason I ask is because I just sat down with Sam Houston Electric Cooperative. They have a chiller system. They said that they would not go back to the chiller system if they had to do it again.
And I agree. I think after we get to at some point, we need to look at getting rid of that metal.
So what can we do to get rid of
the
that?
The only option I know of is have possible roof mounted individual
pieces. So that's what we were talking about yesterday.
The other question is
on the ground like we do it to the old, as many as we could, not all of them on the roof.
Like everything else, it's a different grade chiller system. What grade chiller system is included?
That I don't
know.
The most robust, right. Or
I have no idea. You could probably ask Charlie because he was sitting in there with me when I was talking about Johnson Control.
So I would have thought it would have been a good one, at the time, but it didn't. What, 20 years old?
Who came out?
Charlie, Rodney came out, but Rodney. When I was going over the quotes, Charlie was on the phone. I mean, he was sitting at my desk and we were talking to the guy.
Rodney
was the technician that came out, but then the guy that was giving whoever their quote, but whoever was giving me the quote, I called and talked to them. And Charlie was sitting there with me while we were talking to him. So I don't know on what grade it is. I'm not sure. He did say there was a way to that we might be able to get less expensive parts, but then you run into them not. Right, that's being right back. I do remember that part of the conversation.
Yeah. Derek Mays?
Derek. That's gave us the quote, yes.
No, in hindsight, I would say that was probably not the best option, but at the time, that was what they, I don't remember.
The 20-year-old? I mean, we always
get it. Right.
I would recommend that we start looking at replacing portions.
Does Johnson Control do that kind of different AC system?
They do it all.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So it wouldn't necessarily have to worry about a contract issue.
Yeah, I can just ask. I'm sorry.
Alternatives. But it still all has to be controlled, even no matter what you got, just like what he's saying with those four on the air. I'm sure that's all in the controls too, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So
it's all
they've got a master. I can have the headache.
For the individual ACs, you're going to lose that control of Ms. Donna being able to, because with the chiller system, it's basically just diverting air. It's running 60 degrees the whole time. You're just diverting air from this vent to another vent. Where just individual AC, you're going to control this room and that room.
It's going to be some way because this building is not on the chiller system. And you can lock these units up where only whoever's doing the controls can turn it on or reboot or whatever. So there's got to be, surely there's a way to tie it all into that one unit. keep somebody from having it 50 degrees and somebody having it 90 degrees and killing our electric bill.
Well, I would also suggest that we do the entire project as recommended by Johnson Controls to repair the system rather than piecemeal that, because just putting off causing a burden on the other parts of the chiller.
All right, so you need a motion to pay the $41,000?
So, all right. I think for the painting the hall, we were talking about the high school, the old high school hall, and those classrooms, the fourth and fifth grade hall, and the little hall that joins the horseshoe, and fourth and fifth grade, that little area right there, and then fourth and fifth grade, and then next year we'll look at the horseshoe and the CTE building, just progressive. I think it's six classrooms in three hallways. There's more heads in
22.
There.
22.
More heads is in there for 22. He is in the Reason for the Buy Board, but I went ahead and got two other quotes. Now pass it around. And then that one's for that one, and this one. Pass that one around. Here's one for others. For those two, so we have low, medium, and high, whichever.
JD, is he figuring the paint too?
Yes, sir. Listen.
Significant difference.
Isn't it? I'm telling you, there's some hidden stuff in there. When you start taking down the stuff on these walls, these old walls that have been painted 400 gazillion times.
That's what's holding it up.
I know.
Have you discussed this bit with Morehead to see why they were so high?
No? He's really not into redoing stuff. He's built. He's a builder. He builds new stuff. He don't.
I just came and asked him to look at it, give me a price, okay. Give me a quote, and he walked around and looked at everything, and this is what his quote was. So Daryl sent a young man up yesterday, and Mr. Jed came up yesterday as well.
Is this Daryl or Darley?
Yeah, it's probably
Jeff Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff Gordon.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You hate to I mean.
I would recommend Daryl or Mr. Morgan.
Well, Daryl, he's done a lot of work up here and we never, I don't think we've ever had a problem with him. He took care of him.
Nope, matter of fact, he's coming next week when school's out to fix the floor in front of Mr. Shoemaker and so forth.
He's been doing a lot of work here a long time. Yeah, that was just too cheap, I think. We didn't get in there and so.
It's an old building and there's gonna be some holes that have to be patched and some things like that, so.
I'm gonna motion to approve.
Daryl, Holbrook, okay, got a motion, Mr. Holbrook, second by Hayden, all in favor? Unopposed, alrighty.
Got that, Ms. Hayden?
Books, all the books are okay, huh?
All the books are okay, I sent a spreadsheet to, Mr. McCarley and he reviewed them and put them in the system and they said they all came back good and he is good with all the books, so.
Any questions or comments? Amy, did you look at the books?
No, I did not.
You can't go by their titles, huh?
I didn't read any. Not a one did I read.
Amy?
One's not gonna be good.
No, all is well.
Alright, now need a motion for that. Jesse made a motion for the book. Second. Tom second, all in favor of the books for the library. Unopposed, there you go.
Low riders for the rest of the.
Budget amendments.
So, we had some budget amendments to move some things around in order to pay for these trusty dusty improvements that we are going to make. So Ms. Hightower is moving some money around and that's just.
Covering all the bases. As long as we got it, that's the main thing.
Moving it out of one function to another. I have your approval to do that.
Does anybody need to see what they are?
We're moving out of Renaissance.
And tomorrow night is seniors at 7 o'clock. We have, I don't remember our total number of seniors. I think it's 21 and 5 of them are juniors that are graduating early.
Wow.
Dolphins.
Friday, oh, I already said that. Grace Dixon placed 4th in the state in UIL Pros. She qualified for the final day, which was the top 6, competed an extra day, finished 4th place in the state. Elementary Student of the Year is Chance Nolan. Elementary Teacher of the Year was Ms. Hawkins. Junior High Student of the Year is Emma Harley. And Junior High Teacher of the Year is Ms. Groth.
What?
Ms. Groth. She doesn't know that yet.
She's going to
find that out tonight.
She's not going to be here tonight for the graduation.
She's going to find that out at graduation.
I'm going to be here.
Okay, good.
That's top secret information.
Make sure that she's going to be here.
She's going to be here when you,
yeah, make sure she's going to be here.
She's told me what I need to
do. Our high school student of the year, high school is Sam Ross. And our high school teacher of the year is Ms. Tolbert. Our junior high valedictorian is Gabriella Stewart. Our junior high salutatorian is Allie Titsworth. Our high school valedictorian is Gus Doris. Salutatorian Carson Bishop. And our high honor graduate is Landon Smith. You're ready for some RGA.
And who is this? Who is this Miss, Mrs. Gross?
I say Gross because I was told that was the actual pronunciation.
Mrs. Gross is on TJAS.
Oh, well, that's Mike Lau.
That's Mike. He's probably drunk.
I'm just so gross, and he can add.
She told me her, the actual, what, it was actually growth, and so I've never gotten that out of my mind. So I go back and forth.
No, the kids started calling her growth, and she never corrected them, and then we just.
I try to call you growth and her growth, and I try to make that work.
You growth now.
Single.
They call me shoemaker all the time. I just don't understand that.
It could be worse.
We have a shoemaker family at our church, and she's always getting them mixed up. She calls them shoemaker and calls you shoemaker.
Oh, yeah. I just answer whatever. Call you.
Athletics.
So track. Riley Simmons and Paige Powell went to the state track meet. Riley is the state champion in the triple jump.
Oh, I would say so.
It's our first individual gold medalist.
Yes.
Wow,
that we know of.
Yes. Yes, y'all know of something?
Not that I know of.
Okay. No. Paige finished second in the high jump and ninth in the long jump. And she did outstanding. Softball is leaving today to play in the state semifinals. It'll be at 6 o'clock tonight in New Caney. I think it's on KJAS.
And it's on NFHS live stream.
Golf played in the state tournament. They finished 5th overall. Landon Smith finished 11th as an individual medalist. The state high school radio finals will be June 2nd through the 13th, and we have Carson and Gus going. We hosted a signing for Landon and for Carson. They were both received scholarships to go to Dallas for Landon.
Dallas College and Panola Junior College for Carson.
For basketball, and then we have the athletic banquet from
May
7th. Did I miss anything,
Coach? I don't think so. All right. Good. Superintendent report.
Okay, so as of May the 11th, we no longer have a maintenance director. That position has been posted. He has filed for unemployment, so we've got no papers. Returned back to you?
Yes, I did. Yes, sure. She did that.
Okay. We have a meeting today with Honesty Environmental, Mr. Dan Ward, for about the maintenance building, just to see what services they can offer moving forward in the maintenance building. And then we have one on June the 1st. With the Cummings group for the same thing. So we're looking to see how to move forward with that. The electrical damage that y'all received a pretty little picture about. Mitten Electric came out, looked at everything, said it was safe to go ahead and tool because those are the wall receptacles that it knocked out. He's saying most likely lightning. The things that are burned up on the side were surge protectors. And so I'm like, they didn't do their job. I said, no, they did exactly their job or your building would be burned down. I was like, oh, that's nice. So, Miranda has contacted the insurance company. They are needing a quote from Mitten Electric or another. We're trying to get Mitten. Mitten is the one that did the work on the building when they built the building. So we're trying to get a quote from him so that we can move forward. Be getting those fixed. Miss Pinto's room, fourth and fifth grade, air conditioned. We're going to get that fixed. A1 is already ordered the parts.
That's back in Mitten. Now, I understand they did their job, but I thought you had lightning rods outside somewhere that's supposed to keep it coming in the building.
That's
what we're doing. Yeah. Have to determine a point of entry.
Not yet. I think he said when he gets the parts and he pulls that panel off, then he'll be able to go in there and see kind of where, but just looking at it right now, he's saying it looks like it's lightning. So I think he will be more concrete on his determination when they got them.
Can you get up on the roof and look, see if you can see any signs?
I wasn't really wondering.
No.
Do we have lightning rods?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't think so. We did talk about maybe having a company, and you can probably help us on this with electricity. Is there a company that can come out and look at what we are we not around it? Or we? It just seems like we get. What's your philosophy on this?
So typically on lightning tracks, it's because you have good grounding. So, I mean, lightning is contact to ground, so it's looking for a path to ground. So you've got all of this concrete rebar, that's what we're going to have.
We need to find a company.
That's why, like, people that build houses, that's code, but they put in a bunch of grounding on their slab. I personally would never do that. I would have it connected to the meet code, but as soon as the inspector left, I'd cut it loose, because lightning comes in and finds that ground path, I'm going to blow your concrete out, then you got a whole bunch of that. People that have copper water pipes, older places that have copper water pipes, lightning comes in, all the pipes, cracks your slab.
Leave it alone, or?
I don't really know. I mean, other than putting up possible lightning rods, or probably find some, which it would take a lot, probably, to have something that, if it come in on a particular place, it would dissipate over here instead of
through
the electrical system.
I thought they always had a big copper wire. I mean, a rod drove down in the ground and, you know, different places, and if it hit the light pole or whatever, it would bypass and go into the ground instead of going inside your building.
Typically, yes, but, I mean, you get a lightning strike, that may not be able to handle the energy that's there.
Right.
Electricity's going to find the path of least resistance, so if I just take one, it fades out. I don't know that.
Miss Step, Coach, I'm gonna let you talk about the others.
Miss Step has been she was sub here for when I first got here. She was a sub, one of our better subs, always dependent. She's been an aide this last year in pre-K, actually last 2 years. She's been our pre-K aide. She's been working on her degree. She's finished her degree. She's gotten enrolled in I Teach Texas. She's finished that first coursework classes. She's passed her certification test, and she is eligible to be hired as a teacher. And she'll be in I Teach Observations her first year. She's a math science type person. I think the fourth, fifth grade math is a great fit for her, which is open because Miss Reed is moving to take Miss Hawkins 2-3 reading, and she is a reading person. We were kind of square peg in a round hole when we hired her for fourth and fifth grade math. She's going to do even better for us at reading. And she's more experienced at the third grade level, I think, than she was at fourth and fifth. And then Kaylee Hancock, for high school ELA. It's going to be ninth and tenth grade ELA and sixth grade reading. She's got experience teaching those. She's fully certified for all of that. That is Ronnie Hancock's wife. Jennifer Grounds for high school math. She's coming to us. I believe she's Hemphill now. She's been West Sabine, Colmenel, and Hemphill, but she's fully certified in math. She's taught everything from third grade math through pre-cal and algebra 2. And so she's going to be taking over algebra 1 and geometry for us. And Megan Hardcastle has been subbing for us this year. Has done a great job. She subbed in the cafeteria. She subbed in classes. She's actually subbed a lot in pre-K, and we're going to hire her to fill Evelyn Stepp's position in pre-K 8. And there's another one. Can I say her? Can I just mention her? Heather Nolan is applied for our special ed aide, which is coming open because Ms. McLeod is retiring, so we're going to try to keep fully staffed out there. And We also have a student coming that's going to require an extra staff member. So we have interviewed Heather Nolan and plan on hiring her and putting her there. I think it's a great group. And as of that, that gets us, as far as teachers and aides, fully staffed going into summer.
All right, so you need a motion to the teacher recommendation. All right, we need a motion to consider all of those five on
the
second. And opposed? All in favor? Very good. All right. Any other questions or comments before we adjourn? Okay. All right. If you make that motion to adjourn, you